Okay, y'all, let's get into this whole thing where DDD is saying that Haley Bailey is not allowing him to see his son when he would like to on a fair, consistent basis.
I don't have no type of say-so. I literally just want to be in my son's life. I feel like I'm getting bullied. I'm constantly being called a secondary parent, not a primary parent. And it's like...
Okay, I want to go ahead and jump in on this primary and secondary parent thing. Is she legitimate in this particular area or not? Is this something that just females made up and convinced other females that it's a reality or not? On this show, I like to base things off of the facts. Since I'm in North Carolina, I'm going to pull up the North Carolina judicial branch. So what it says here is, both legal parents have equal rights to the child if there is no custody order. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. Both parents have equal rights to the child if there is no custody order. Legal parents are people officially recognized as parents on the child's birth certificate. I am pretty sure DDG is on his child's birth certificate. Also, Haley Bailey. Therefore, they have equal rights. There's no primary. There's no secondary parent. I don't know why women think they have more rights over a child than a man. That child is 50% hers and 50% his. Therefore, equal rights. There's no custody agreement in place. So, he has every right to be able to see his child 50% of the time. It's equal. A woman is not better than a man. A man is not better than a woman. A child is not better off with a woman. And a child is not better off with a man. They need both parents and not one more than the other. We got to really start putting this in people's heads because a lot of people has been conditioned to feel as if a father is not important in a child's life, where we see how bad off children can be when they don't have a father around. In a lot of these cases, the men are not voluntarily not being around. They are just being hassled. That baby mother is trying to control you and use the child as a pawn. Let's please do not act like this does not exist and exist in a high amount. Just most cases, men have been quiet about it because anytime they spoke up about it, they get complete society blame. And the woman has no accountability. Let's be real. This is what happens. There are a lot of deadbeat dads out there, and there are a lot of toxic, no good baby mothers as well. We cannot ignore these facts. I hear all the time that the woman said he should have fought for his kids. Why should a man have to fight for his kids? He should not have to fight his baby mother just because they are no longer together. He shouldn't have to fight for his child. That woman should voluntarily allow that man to see his child. Especially if he's showing that he's a good father, he's providing for the baby. DDG is rich and he shows complete interest in being there for his son. So why would a mother not allow it to happen on a consistent basis? Why are you it's like they're power stricken. They want to exert this power over you that society has given to them wrongfully. But let's keep going.
I just don't know what to do at this point. I'm like, maybe this will make her want to have to let me see my son. And she got this golden image that I've also protected. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to keep doing that because I'm a real. But this is foul, bro. Like, if I want to come get my son, I should be able to get my son. Plain and simple.
Yeah, I feel him there. He should be able to go get his son if he want to get his son, especially on a shared basis. Like. And we can't ignore the fact that he has protected her image over and over again. He stepped up and took up for her even when she was in the wrong. A few months ago, she ran to Twitter and tried to make him look bad, but it backfired on her, saying that I just to let everyone know I didn't give him permission to have my child on screen. Why would he need your permission to have his child on screen when you never asked him permission to take pictures, to have his son on your Instagram, to travel across country with his son, to go out of state with his son? You never asked him permission to do any of these things, but you expect him to ask you permission for his son to be on screen with him? You don't see the bias and this nonsense mentality that a lot of the women have. It's like, how can you expect a man to have to ask you permission when you feel that you don't have to ask him for permission for anything? That don't make sense. You are not the boss of him. You are his baby mother. You both should be working together for the child. And you preventing a man from seeing his child and being there for his child, you are a detriment to the child. Get it through your brains, man. We got to do better with this stuff. Everyone has been psyoped. This society keeps fooling so many people to believe these things that are not real. Like, you completely made up primary and secondary custody. It's no such thing.
It don't have nothing to do with me working, by the way. I'm not going to air out her business, but me and her has not been together for a long time. Like, I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is, but it's been going on for a minute where I just never got on the internet and said nothing. I mean, I might like throw like little subliminals or some shit like that, but it's BDG. Like, bro, like, I don't want to get on the internet because at the end of the day, you know, this is something that can tech and that can really like with him. But I'm really just coming on this as just a dad that really don't know what to do at this point. I've been trying for, I've been dealing with this shit since he's been born, damn near. It's like, I really feel like I'm a nanny at this point. The nanny has been able to have my son more than me. And I don't even know the nanny name. Like, it's just not fair, bro. So I have to come on here and I got to do this shit. I don't want to be on no shade room, bro. Like, I don't want to be on no blogs or no shit like that. I'm just trying to kick it. But I got to do shit like this. I got to go to court, do all this extra shit when he ain't even got to be like that, bro.
I disagree with DDG saying that you have to come online to talk about this. That's not true. You didn't have to run to the internet. You're a smart guy. You do know that you can just go straight to court without the internet being involved. You could have definitely went straight to court. And that's what you're going to have to do. It's unfortunate. It's men and women shouldn't have to be forced to have the government in their business, because once the government is in your life, they will never leave. It's going to be, most of the time, it's most detrimental to the man, but it can have a bad effect on the woman as well. You're going to be in for a rude awakening when you get into that courthouse and your name is all in that system. But when with your action, you are forcing this to have to happen. And then he's talking about how the nanny sees his child more than him, and he don't even know the nanny name. This is, again, one of those situations where a lot of women would say, okay, you can't have nobody around my child if I don't know them. But you would turn around and have people around the child when the father don't know them. You have to stop this mentality. When the child is with the father, the child is with the father. You do not hold rights over who is around them when they are together, as long as he's not putting the child in harm's way. And the same thing applies for him. He can't tell you, he can't dictate who is around his child when they're in your custody. He can't dictate it. He can ask, and you can ask, and you guys can try to come to some type of resolution together. But you got to stop thinking that everything is a one-way street. Like, everything got to go through you when it comes to the child, but nothing has to go through the man. This is the mentality of a lot of women, and I do not understand it. We got to do better with this stuff, man. And then we hear him saying that this has been going on for a minute. So he's been holding back, talking about this for a long time. Halo, he's about 2 years old. And he's basically been talking about this has been going on for a while. So, like, this was his last straw. He looked like he's just going off of, he's having an emotional moment. He did this off of impulse because he's upset that she's not allowing him to see his child.
I've been around girls all week because I don't get the chance to be a dad when I want to be a dad. Like, you think I don't give a fuck about hanging around no girls. I want to be around my son. You feel me? But since I can't be around my son, I'm obviously going to work. I'm not going to sit in the crib, look at the wall and cry about this. You know, I'm going to go work.
Okay. Now, I don't know what you meant by this. This might've been just a slip of the tongue when you say, I want to be a dad when I want to be a dad. Being a father is not about when you want to be a father. Being a father is continuously. There is no breaks in being a father. So we can't elect when we want to be a father, period. And a mother can elect when she wants to be a mother. This is something that happens all the time. In motherhood and fatherhood, things happen all the time that you do not expect. You're busy and you have to drop everything. And it's not when you want it. So that might have just been a slip of the tongue. I'm not thinking. That could have been easily it. But we can't pick and choose when we want to be parents. We are parents all the time. It don't matter what we got going on. It don't matter if there is a custody agreement in place and it's your week. If something happens with the child, I'm going to be there. I don't care if it ain't my week. I'm going to find out what the heck is going on. And you should, and the baby mother should be contacting me first. If 911 is needed, cool. It's acceptable if you call them before me. But I better be the next. Period. And I hold that same responsibility with her. Only one get precedence over the baby mother is 911 if there's an emergency. That's who I will alert first in that case, but that's the only case. No one else should be, no one else I'm running to first. I'm going to let her know what's going on first. And I am owed that same respect. And that's what a lot of people lose sight of. They lose sight of it. They demand this respect, but do not provide the same respect. And that's what we all got to get better at.
So I'm driving hours to go get him, and then I get there and I can't get him. I can't see him. My son is sick right now. I want to see my son. I want to hold my son. I want to, you know what I'm saying? I just want to comfort him. I want to put him in a shower, get some steam in his nose so he can feel better. I don't get the chance to do that. I get pinned against the wall, and then everything else is variables on why I can't see my son. You feel me? Like, but today was my last straw. I'm like, all right, cool. Y'all, if y'all was watching me stream yesterday, y'all know I'm like, all right, I wasn't even going to stream today. I'm like, I ain't streaming today. I'm going to be with my son. I planned my whole day to be with him. My whole day was around that. And then I get there and I can't, and I'm kicked out of the crib. Can't see him, whatever. Mind you, we have our own lives. Like, she got her own shit going on. I got my own shit going on in terms of who with, like, We not together whatsoever. We not boyfriend and girlfriend. So ain't got nothing to do with the content. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I've been dealing with this forever where I feel like I'm a secondary parent. And I know a lot of dads out there go through this. And the kids will never understand. Luckily, my son is only one. So I don't have to like worry about him like feeling like, oh, my pop's not there. Every time I'm there, he got a smile on his face. He happy to see me.
This one section I don't get with DDG. And I'm going to need more clarity on. Like, so did she tell you he was sick and then you just drove to a house unannounced? If you did that, you screwing up. That don't make no sense. It don't matter if the child is yours or not. You're still going to someone else's house. You have to allow them to know that you're coming. Period. So you can't just pop up if that's the case. I understand you want to see your child, though. So I don't understand why she would try to prevent it if there's communication going on as well. If any woman would have heard this being in reverse saying that the father is not allowing the woman to come see her child because the child is sick, they will automatically say that they're wrong. But a lot of women are trying to justify her saying, no, you can't see your child because he's sick. She's trying to protect the child because she's sick too. How? Protect the child from what? From a parent who's not sick? How can this man be a problem for the child when he's not sick? It's not like he's coming there to spread something to the baby. He coming there no matter what. I don't care if my child's sick. My child can get me sick, period. I'm going to be there for him. I can get sick. That's all right. Long as I was there, my child saw that I loved them, cool. But I don't see how you're saying that she's trying to protect the baby by not allowing him to see the baby when the baby's sick. And when she's sick, that don't make sense to me. Only thing that didn't make sense to me was, okay, hold up. You didn't just pop up to a crib, right? You should have got permission first. Know when you're coming. You don't got to worry about getting kicked out. But she still shouldn't prevent him from seeing the baby just because the baby's sick. That ain't protecting nothing. That's still a control issue. Because what is he going to hurt by seeing his child when the child is sick? He's not going to hurt nothing. The child's seeing you. It is not hurting nothing. Both of y'all sick. If anything, that's going to be a help. Haley came online complaining that she got RSV, saying it's me and the baby. I'm going to take a break from social media. Because both of us sick, asking for people, like, what do the mommies do? That's your problem. You're thinking all about mommies. You don't think nothing about fathers. You don't think fathers bring nothing to the table for a child. You don't think a father know how to help a sick baby. That's what the society has fooled you all to believe. A father being there for a child is just as good for them as a mother. And when they're both there for them, that's even better, especially if one is sick. If you sick and the father come there to try to help, that's help for both of y'all. What is the problem there? How can that be a problem? That is providing a solution. This is a control. This is an ego issue here. Like, he already said that he's helped protect this golden brand that she got over and over, but it's only so much somebody can take, especially when it comes to their child. She know him better than a lot of people, most people, and she know he don't give a damn about nothing else, only when it comes to his son. And when some women know your weakness, they would poke and poke that weakness no matter what, because they know that, okay, you don't care about nothing else, so I'm going to do this. I don't care if it is a... I don't care if I am using your child as a pawn, as long as I can get under your skin because I'm feeling some type of way. So in those cases, ladies, you're not putting the child first. You're putting yourself over the child. If a man is doing that, using the child as a pawn, you're putting your feelings over the child. What is wrong with you? The child should always be primary. That's the only primary. And parenthood is the child. Ain't no such thing as a primary parent. It's a primary child when you got one together. That's who the primary. Period. Because you're supposed to put the child first. Both of y'all, mother and father, supposed to be putting the child first. You don't supposed to be trying to put a hierarchy in parental leadership. What is wrong with you? There is no hierarchy when it comes to parenting. There is working together, period. Because you're putting the child first. We got to do better when it comes to this stuff. And I'm really sick and tired of this psyop, this society foolishness that's not understanding the benefit of having a father in a child life. A mother is not better than a father. A father is not better than a mother. Get it through your brains. It don't make sense.
But he only can see me for no more than 48 hours. I haven't had to have my son to myself for longer than 72 hours. Max. He's getting picked up, taken away. I can't come get him. Whatever. Like, it's like, I don't know what to do at this point. I genuinely don't know what to do. And it's like, I'm just going to come on here and just say what I say and then get off. Go about my day. I just feel like this needs to happen. It needs to be some type of repercussions for this, because I'm not a deadbeat, nowhere near. I have inspired dads across the world to want to be in their kid life. Why make it harder for me?
Yes, there should be repercussions to women who try to prevent men from seeing their children, just like there are repercussions for men who are not there to support their child. They can go straight to jail if they're not there for their child. That's what the consequences are for men. What are the consequences for women who prevent men from being fathers? For women who prevent the man from being there for their children? For women that think money is more important than presence? And when I say presence, I'm talking about in front of you, being there with you, hugging you, telling you in your face that I love you, supporting you, playing with you, allowing you to climb up on my back, running around. You know how much a man does, how much a man benefit is to being around that child? There's a certain joy that a woman can't give him that a man can. And there's a certain nurturing that a woman can provide to a child that a man can't. How can you not understand and see this? They can just give a child this space where they can just talk and feel free that and just relate with you and just make them feel unjudged. And a man can just provide something that just can't be replicated. A pure feeling of not just protection, but this person is teaching me how to grow, how to build on my own, not just cradling me and just not allow me to experience the world, but allow me to understand by failure, by falling down and not jumping up in front of me and just lifting me up, but looking at you and telling you it's okay. Everybody falls, baby. Get up. That's what matters. It don't hurt. A lot of cases, a child can look at you, fall down, a father look at them and just tell them to get up. That's something a lot of mothers generally don't do. They'll run and say, oh, you okay? That's good as well, but they also need that look at you, give you the reassurance that you okay, and I'm not going to baby you. You can get up because you're strong enough. You are all right. Yeah, it sting, but it ain't hurt that bad. Get up. You can do it. You're stronger than that. They need that assurance to understand their strength, their capabilities. And nobody can provide it to them better than a man, better than their father. You got to understand how important it is.
And I hate that. Every time I got something going good, it's always some type of drama, some type of something going on in my life. I've been doing really good. I've been keeping my head down, just working, waking up every day, working, dealing with this shit on the same breath. Nobody will really know.
It's some bitter baby mothers out there, some bitter baby fathers that can't stand to see the baby mother or baby father winning when they're not together anymore. They want to see you starting to fail when their presence is not there. Baby girl, it wasn't because of you I became what I am. I am who I am before you. And I am who I am because I put in the work. I allowed people to say that I was popping because you was around when I knew it was a lie. Those were just your fans saying that. I had my own base since the beginning, since before you even started popping. I was popping. That's what was going on with DDG. But so many people would sit here and try to lie and disregard that fact. But guess what happened? Even when they broke up, a lot of her fans wanted him to fail. Wanted him to not to continue to live his life and become better and better. And that's what he's been doing. He's been diversifying, getting better and better with his content creation. And a lot of times a baby mother can't stand to see that, especially when they see other women around. Why do you care if y'all broke up? It don't matter. Why do you care? It don't matter. Y'all not together no more. Is he trying to tell you anything about any man you with? No. And does that bother you? In a lot of cases, it still bothers. Oh, he don't care. Why should he care? Y'all not together no more. Long as that child's safe, that's the only thing the man should care about. And that's the only thing the mother should care about. It don't matter if he got women around. So what? You ain't around? Y'all ain't together? You expecting him to be by himself for the rest of his life? Because y'all ain't work out? Is life supposed to end? No. But that's what you want. I've seen cases where women don't want the man, but they still don't want other women to want the man. I don't get it. But anyway, let me know y'all thoughts on this whole thing, man. Is DDG wrong? Is Haley right? Like, where do you guys fall in parenting? Until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace. The Highest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.